Te Taru White joins us for Kōrero Law today. Te Taru is from Te Aroa Tainui, Ngā Te Pura. He chairs Te Tātou o Te Aroa, Rotorua Lakes Council Partnership. Now, residents, school boards, business owners have spoken at a hearing between the Ministry of Housing and Urban Development and the Rotorua Council. Submitters are against the plan to grant resource licences to 13 motels in the Sulphur City to operate as emergency housing for the next 5 years. Te Taru, tēnā koe, thank you for joining us on the program again at Te Tukarangamahi.
Ngamahi
kia koe hoki. Tēnā koe, tēnā koe. Look, we've had quite a bit of feedback here, and it's a really hot topic for the people of Rotorua. You and I have discussed before about the reputational damage that has occurred over the past couple of years. But we don't want to minimise or trivialise the realities of those who are stuck and have nowhere to go. But even so, it's causing a lot of angst in Rotorua. Firstly, could you set the stage for us, please, Te Taru, your own personal viewpoints or those of the Rōpū you represent regarding this tunnel to get 5 years clearance for the status quo to remain?
Yeah, look, I feel an obviously genuine aroha for our homeless plight that we face across the motu. But Rotorua has been and is seen as a dumping ground for the problems that have been exacerbated by the homeless issue. And it has devastated our place, to be quite blunt. You know, we were the centre for tourism here in New Zealand, Aotearoa New Zealand. Our Māori culture was richly on display. We depended 90% on international visitors coming into our place for tourism, and basically that's all gone. And we you know, the fact that they made the MIQ facilities available here in the first place, Rotorua has not been able to absorb that. Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch are large enough to have absorbed them and still maintain their status. By putting them all here, it's created mayhem for us. Our businesses are suffering. Our reputation is out the door. It's a safe place to come. People are driving up from Taupo to go mountain biking and then going back to Taupo for the accommodation. This is mayhem, quite frankly. And to say that we're going to face another 5 years of people homeless being housed in motels is beyond belief for us, you know, and we just can't continue to do that. It's as simple as that.
Who, in fact, wants the continuation of the emergency housing in Rotorua? I get the impression some moteliers are profiting greatly here, but who else is supporting the idea of five more years of same-same as we're witnessing now, Te Taru?
Yeah, it's easy to say I have sympathy for the moteliers, but yeah, they're a business. They just call it the business. Government is paying them really, really high rates for accommodation. And why wouldn't you, if you're on the edge of abandoning your business? They've come to the party and said, yeah, we'll supply accommodation. And so, yeah, in some ways you can't blame them. But on the other side of the coin, you know, government have generated this situation. They really have. You know, the Ministry of Housing and others have actually come here. They've seen the opportunity of the motels, and here we go, fill them up. And then the consequences are, well, we've got them off the street. Well, the consequences for us is the reputation that's in the mud right now. And so, yeah, you know, those businesses are making hay while the sun shines. Those hotels made money. But now, I mean, we're suffering as a city to recover from that. And I can tell you, it's going to take a generation for us to get back to where we were. That's my feeling right now.
And tell me, how far away are we from a decision? Who has that responsibility regarding the five-year window that we're still discussing? And as I say, it's a hot topic. Who ultimately has the say, and when are you anticipating that decision coming through, Te Taru?
I think the Rotorua Lakes Council are starting to push back on consenting processes to make sure, if that goes ahead, that those motels are properly consented, that they're fit for purpose and all those sorts of things. At the moment, it's a far cry from that. You know, to suggest that they're just going to continue and put them in for the next 5 years, they've got to go through a consenting process. So the government are pushing hard on that. On the other side of the coin, Te Aroa have collectivised themselves and are moving in this space to try and provide a plan and a solution for the situation. Number one, we want to stop any further incursions coming in, deal with what we've got, understand the dam problems. The agencies need to share their data with Te Aroa so that they can plan accordingly. And they're very hesitant to provide data, to be frank. and you can't believe the data that you're getting because one agency says one thing and another agency says another. So it's mayhem in terms of trying to, you know, to plan a solution for this. But you know, at the end of the day, Te Arawa coming together and taking hold of the situation is going to be a key element in this. If they don't, we get more of the same old bureaucracy that hasn't worked for us. Simple as that.
The opposition to this should be loud and varied. I mean, I would expect the Mental Health Foundation to have put a submission in too, saying that the mental health of those who are forced to live in these cramped conditions is well and truly compromised. I'd assume that the kids who are forced to live in this way too are not doing as well at school. So the education sector, I would have assumed, would have been involved in the opposition to the granting of that five-year licence. Have these organisations been forthcoming, or has it been left much to the business sector of Rotorua, our Māori who call it home? But where are some of these government agencies who are responsible for the welfare of people? Are they prominent in these discussions, Te Taru?
No, not at all. I mean, not to my knowledge. You know, it's a too hard basket for them. I mean, the reality is that Rotorua, and particularly our Fenton Street, has become, in my view, a pseudo mental health service with lack of fit for purpose accommodation, lack of wraparound services. Yes, there are some, but you're dealing with a large degree of mental health problems, which, as you've indicated as well, there's over 300 children in these particular motels, according to a data that I've seen. And, you know, and that's travesty. I mean, where are they getting the education? They're stuffed in the places that aren't fit for purpose. So there's an education problem, as you have identified. There's no noise being made in that space by any of those other agencies. I think it's a hard basket situation that they don't particularly want to step in front of because, you know, this is going to take a big effort and resources to rectify the situation. So that my view is they've stayed away from this, from what I can understand, and left it to, you know, put the people in housing, you know, let's move on and do other things. I could be wrong, but I haven't seen them around the table in my time.
Do you think if we were resourced Māori, we could come up with a better solution?
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, you know, the reality is that the bureaucracies should stop. They work in silos, you know, and in Te Arawa are looking to try and develop a plan, you know, because I do believe the solution is by community for community, and the agencies don't go out of the way. They support and resource whatever plan we come up with. A plan that is by the people, for the people. This bureaucracy stuff just doesn't work. I mean, how can you manage this from a desk in Wellington? You just cannot. And so basically, you know, so yeah, give more power to the people. And in this case, let Te Arawa lead out, actually, and bring in the wider community into the space for a total solution.
Well, people are renowned for manaakitanga, but we haven't been given a shot to utilise it. Our age-old traditions, our wraparound ways, the support of kaumātua and community. I mean, it just seems a no-brainer to have a look at it from a Māori perspective here, because quite obviously this mainstream approach isn't working.
No, it isn't working. And our service providers who are out there, who are Te Arawa, who are Ngāti Whakaue, for example, in the case of the Fenton Street area, I mean, they're trying their best, you know. They have arrangements with the government to try and provide solutions, but they're dealing with very hard situations. They're given resources. You know, it's like a big hole that everything, all the resources disappear down. Are you really helping, you know, mental health problems when in fact it's traumas that take ages to work through? They don't just disappear in a two-week or two-month term. They're there for a long term, and they require some intensive support and wraparound services that we don't have the facilities or the resources to deal with that. So the government needs to take hold of the damn situation and actually resource it, and basically move it out of Rotorua or move it into a facility that are better fit for purpose and design.
Ngā mihi nui kia koe. O manaakitanga ki te kaupapa, tēnā koe, te tukana. Great to have you on the program again, Te Taru. Kia ora rā te.
Kia ora,
tēnā koe. Well, it's an interesting kaupapa, isn't it? And an ongoing.